All right. Here we go. Welcome to the Meet the Pros interview program. This program is sponsored by www.banyanhypnosismall.com, the place with the good stuff hypnotists want. Books, tapes, CDs, DVDs, articles, scripts, and live courses. As you folks probably know by now, it's our intention to bring you the top professionals in the field of hypnosis who can give you the inside scoop on hypnosis, the hypnosis business, and our profession, as well as related topics such as NLP and self-help. I want to welcome with us tonight Tom Nicoli. He's going to be talking with us about doing effective weight loss programs using hypnosis and World Hypnotism Day. Let me tell you about my friend Tom Nicoli, author, speaker, trainer. Tom has appeared on television and radio, as well as had articles appear in many different publications about him and his work. As a result, he's become a well-known spokesman for the profession of hypnotism. He's board-certified hypnotist with the National Guild of Hypnotists, certified in pediatric hypnosis, an NGH-certified instructor, an adjunct faculty member at the conferences, and an all-around nice guy. Tom has been involved in the study of hypnotism for at least 19 years, owns and operates a Better You Hypnosis, Inc., Hypnosis Center in Woburn, Massachusetts, and is the founder and principal instructor of the New England Institute of Hypnosis. He is the author of Depth of Human Behavior, that's D-E-P-T-H of Human Behavior book, and The Truth About Weight Loss and a Better You by Hypnosis. He's also the recipient of the following National Guild of Hypnotists recognitions and awards. In 2003, Charles Tebbets Award, Spreading the Light of Hypnotism. 2004, Hypnotism Achievement Award. And 2005, Special Recognition Award. And so now, I'm going to be turning it over to Tom Nicoli, who's going to be telling us all about his approach to effective weight loss using hypnosis, and also the World Hypnotism Day, and how the World Hypnotism Day helps you as the hypnotist or hypnotherapist get the word out. And Tom, I'm going to let you take it from here. You can take whichever order you want. I just want to hear what you have to say to us and the group that is waiting for your words. So take it over, Tom.
Well, hello, everybody, and Cal, thank you much. I am really proud to be here. I am very impressed with all the things that you're doing, and I consider it a real opportunity to be a part of everything you're doing with the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. And the people that you have gathered are people I respect, and I'm really proud to be a part of this. So thank you first and foremost for that. Well, let us talk about depth. Well, actually, I'm going to rephrase that. Let's talk about World Hypnotism Day first, because I want to get that out of the way, but yet I want it to be focused on by everybody who's watching. Everyone who has heard about World Hypnotism Day realizes last year we had some tremendous success in the short time we had to have this happen. It is a way that originated with an idea that I had to not have things done for us, but to get out there and do things as a group. And like Thomas Edison said, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own. Well, as we get 1% of everyone's efforts around the world, some remarkable things can happen. We have almost 150 to 200% increase of participants this year. www.worldhypnotismday.com. Click on Member Resources. Everyone's username will be WHD, lowercase, password, JAN06, JAN lowercase. And everything that you could possibly need and want in order to present live, whether radio interviews, newspaper interviews, articles written, handouts to have, step procedure as to how to even present, it's all there for you. So please, I urge everybody to get involved, because the more of us that get involved, the less we'll have to sit with every client and remove the same myths and misconceptions that we deal with. So let me get into depth. Depth of human behavior is something I've trademarked and I work with exclusively, and I think, Cal, from the people that I've had in my classes that have been in your classes, that there's similarities between Five Path and depth. And I think it's because we both understand the necessity of more than direct suggestion hypnosis, more than progressive relaxation and guided imagery for change. Part of it, but not all of it. Depth stands for denial, emotional pain, truth, and honesty. And if you think about it, anyone that comes to us, regardless if it's a behavior they want to change, or it's some sort of emotional situation that they're going through that blocks them, it's not really what they're doing. It's not the food they eat. It's not the gambling. It's not the excess drink. It's why. And if we don't get to the emotional level as to why people do what they do, that which motivates their behaviors, then I truly don't believe we're going to have the success we're looking for. And if experience has taught me anything, I'm correct in what I'm saying. And when I say experience, last year alone, I did over 2,700 sessions. And that alone brought my approach refined, because I learned through the trial and error of working with all these people that depth really needs to be applied. Now, what this consists of, in the denial stage, people rationalize and justify their behaviors, because in order to survive within ourselves, we have to feel comfortable about what we're doing, even if we know it's wrong. So we start rationalizing and justifying the denial process. The emotional pain could be emotional pain that's serious and traumatic, or it could be something slight that builds, just a bunch of frustration that will build over time to anger. It's possible that there are emotional voids at the same time which create emotional pain. If we have emotional voids, we're not living a fulfilled life, and we begin to have emotional pain. But it takes truth and honesty to get through all of it. So in order to have truth and honesty with an individual, well, they have to start feeling more confident about themselves and remove self-doubt. So we need emotional cleansing, emotional strengthening, direct suggestion for change, indirect suggestion through metaphor and embedded suggestion. I believe in my heart that if you're not doing regression, and if you're not figuring out why, or at least direct the subconscious mind to figure it out for yourself and the individual, which is what we really do, if you're not getting to the point as to why things began, then they're going to continue. And I'll give you a very good example of what I mean. We're presently shooting a pilot for a national television series about hypnotism, which, if anyone listening had done well because of what happened on Dateline, you'll do a lot better when this is all finalized and on the air. The producer had a fear of going up in elevators, and it got to the point where he couldn't even get on one. And it just started to happen in the last few months. But it's always been an issue. Ironically enough, he could get on with other people, but alone, it was difficult. Well, thank you, Cal, for the eight-word induction. We do the eight-word induction, deepen, get into somnambulism, and do regression, true revivification. He's 4.5 years old in an elevator, going to have lunch with his cousin who worked in some high-rise in New York. And while his mother waited downstairs, while he went on this wonderful little lunch trip, everything was going great until she went on her level after lunch and he went to go down and the elevator stopped. That was the beginning of it all. And then all the subsequent situations after, sensitizing events, the SSEs after, we took care of. And ironically enough, there are many people who even do the trainings believe that the situation you're dealing with is the common situation all the way back to the ISC, but the feeling that is created physically in the individual could be felt also during other times. And in this gentleman's situation, there were two funerals he didn't go to, his best friend's and his father's. And those were two other times he also had this same feeling. So we had to deal with that as well. Again, back to it's not what people do, but why. And why they're doing what they do is emotional. So we need to work with the emotion. We need to work with the reasons as to what motivated this apparent illogical behavior, because it seems illogical to eat when you're not hungry. Nature says to eat when your appetite signal is there. It seems illogical to be embarrassed about excess fat in your body and to keep doing things that will bring more fat upon your body. But as we know, the subconscious mind has this other situation going on where it's keeping the person safe or guided in some way, usually some sort of protection, safety. There is something that I want to share with everyone. There can be times when you've done all the work, things are going very well, people are making great progress, and it comes to a screeching halt. No sabotage, just a screeching halt of response. And I've come to use this one question in somnambulism and ask the subconscious, what purpose does this weight serve? What purpose does this excess weight serve? And you may be very, very surprised at the answers you'll get. 2 weeks ago, I had a woman who's doing very, very well. She came to a screeching halt, and I asked what is now my famous question, what purpose does this weight serve? The answer was, everything in my life is good, and something must be bad. She figured she must, at some level, there had to be a cross to bear. Part of her belief system, obviously, is that there must be a cross to bear. If this changed, then something else will go bad, and she didn't want her family, her job, her house, and anything else to go bad, so she took the burden on. Which leads me to something else. And sometimes I don't speak in a straight line because what comes, comes, and we'll go with that. There are so many reasons as to why people do what they do that we never want to really spend much time in the conscious state, like in talk therapy. There are people who know what to do, how to do it, but they can't. And they may explain to you what they think the reason is as to why they do what they do or when they think it began or why. Sometimes they're pretty close after you find out from the subconscious as to what's happening, but many times it's not even close. So never assume anything. And as wonderful Jerry Kine says, I can't stand talking to them because the conscious mind is not giving me anything good. I want to get right to the subconscious because that's where everything is. What else I have in my program when I work with these clients is consistency. There must be a consistency, and that's why compounding works as effectively as it does. Because without consistency, we're not going to have those behavior patterns become automatic, stored, and habit. How I create the consistency is by working with people for a minimum of 3 sessions, and in between the sessions, they use my hypnosis CDs. And this is general information that reinforces what they're there for. Now, I get this question a lot about audio systems and people recording the session live and then sending the client home with that. Personally, I don't get it. Let's take a situation that would be out of the norm. And let's say you did regression and had an ab reaction. Is that what you want to record and send your client home with? The listening at home is for general reinforcement of the behaviors that you're looking to instill or recall and have them have again. Let's go back to weight loss clients. Weight loss clients are one of your greatest sources of business referrals. Weight loss clients have been looking for a solution. As a matter of fact, there's a woman I worked with today before I hurried home to do this, and she's involved in Weight Watchers. She goes to Weight Watchers. She is going to present the idea to them that they need to add something like this in their program. My idea is not to be the alternative and the answer that all those healthy approaches to eating right have, Weight Watchers, LA Weight Loss, and the others that are healthy. and reasonable, and there's nothing wrong with that. It teaches people how to be healthier, but they're missing the component, which is what we do. The key factor is what I call it. So this key factor, imagine if you work in conjunction with weight loss centers and nobody's threatening each other, how you could actually increase business by just being a part of another system. There's something else that you may want to think about. Our client list, and when I was involved, and I wasn't good at it, believe me, or I wouldn't have been living in apartments still, going into debt. When I was doing direct mail order work, you know, selling something somehow, some way, I learned that the list is king. Your client list are opt-in names. They are the best list you'll ever have. And when a client is done doing the sessions with you, always use that list and upsell. Give offers, holiday specials. Keep in touch. Send a thank you card. Do everything that is possible in the small ways of marketing that build up to be the overall winning situation.
I'm wondering if you could kind of give maybe one, two, or three tips that anyone listening right now could use tomorrow to have better success with their weight loss sessions.
These tips and everything that I've explained so far, I apply with all my clients. Because like I said, I don't really focus on why they're there or what brought them there. I don't care if they're overeating or if they drink too much or if they gamble all their money away. They have a motivation that's an emotion that is their why. So focus on why people are doing what they're doing. And in order to do that, I believe that the components that you must add beginning tomorrow will be one, a variety of inductions, because progressive relaxation just doesn't cut it, especially for the majority of people. It's wonderful for people who aren't going to start thinking while you give them too much time to think. It's wonderful for people who are pretty visual. But also, I personally get a little tired with it, and I like a variation. Learn rapid inductions, get to somnambulism quickly, deepen immediately, or I should say that vice versa, deepen immediately, get to somnambulism quickly. And if you're not doing it, I believe that you need to apply age regression. Cal has a wonderful video you can get from the Guild, or maybe from himself. I'm not sure if he has this as part of his own personal training, on affect bridge and how to do age regression very well. I think that's one of the better presentations and clear and understandable approaches to it that I've seen. Along with that, imagine how over the course of time, and the way I look at it is that we are accumulated of everything we've ever been. We're not releasing things, we're just accumulating and storing things. If we don't have a spring yard sale or go to the dump every now and then, everything remains in our home. So I really believe that we have to do emotional relief work. We have to release that clutter. And I do it metaphorically, that the deepener I use brings the individual to the lower level of their home. And I used to use the word basement until I realized people who fly in from the West Coast to work with me don't have basements in their home like we do in New England. And in New England, sometimes, as they call it, the cellar, there are cobwebs and it's dirty and they don't like that imagery. So I just bring them to the lower level of their home, like the vault of a bank where all secrets and treasures are stored. And this way, all the accumulated clutter that's been stored, whether it's been things done or said or heard, are released into this big bottomless pit, some disposal unit, while at the same time, the treasures that have been there were the emotions from birth that were just waiting to be used in free will, choice.
Good. So I'm understanding so far that one, you say, get a variety of inductions. Two, use age regression to get at the cause. Good. Wonderful.
And also, along with the releasing, metaphorically, of the clutter and the accumulated negativity, what we're doing also is forgiveness work. What I say to people is this: like a good friend, I know you would be kind, compassionate, loving, supportive, understanding, and forgiving. But you forgot about self. That even the child knows that every snowflake looks alike but is different. And that you are unique and special. And that you are to treat yourself like your best friend, because you've known you longer than anyone. And you haven't been giving yourself love and support and compassion and understanding and forgiveness. And that's where the forgiveness therapy starts. In that, forgiveness is not for anyone else but the individual who's forgiving. We can even forgive somebody and they can say, I don't care what you feel, what you think, or what you say. So it doesn't affect the person you're forgiving. It affects you. Because until we forgive a situation, an event, a person, ourselves, then whatever it is that's bothered us is going to continue.
Beautiful. And so you're of the idea that we're going to do age regression to get at the cause, and then you're going to do forgiveness to release those emotions, such as perhaps anger and guilt. Is that right?
Exactly. Because unfortunately, people haven't reframed, let's say, just life correctly. There are no failures. I've done a lot of things that I've learned from. So therefore, I haven't failed at all. And did we fail the first time we tried to walk? Did we fail the first time we tried to speak and didn't say the word correctly? No, these are learning experiences. And from the beginning of time as we know it, we are constantly going through a learning experience, which is what I think the journey of life is. We're constantly learning, growing, and developing. And the frustrations that people have, they start to build and build and become anger. So anger is part of it, and the guilt is because people think they're supposed to do everything right. That's crazy. Of course we're going to have mistakes, but as long as we learn from these mistakes, then there are no problems. There are no reasons to have all this guilt. And guilt is the one of the most effective forms of leverage that people use against themselves and others. But yet, there's the cycle. The cycle of, I have a negative feeling, my coping skill is to eat, but that makes me feel even more guilty. But yet I feel guilty, so I'm going to eat. But now I feel guilty again. So we need to take the circle. And even in an imagery, I have people see that circle, that cycle, and break it and make it a straight line.
Do any of your teaching materials, book or videos, explain that process?
I have in my How to Create Super Success with Weight Loss Clients manual, there's a bit about depth and the word-for-word step procedure, though I don't follow it word-for-word. It's pretty much in my mind, and I will go up and down and in the middle and back. Some of it needs to be structured, but not all of it. How I do this uniting of parts and using idiomotor signal or just verbal communication. So a lot of that is explained, but not as thoroughly as it would be when I do my all-day class. But yes, some of that is explained in my How to Create Super Success with Weight Loss Clients.
Wonderful. All right, would you be willing to answer some questions from the folks that are in on the conference tonight?
Cal, you know me well enough. I'll sit here all night and talk to anybody.
Good. I open it up to questions for Tom. Any questions about anything he's covered so far, or about World Hypnotism Day, or about his depth system, or age regression, or metaphor, any of that good stuff?
Yeah. Hi. I'm Celeste Hackett from Dallas, and I'm really excited about the pilot that you mentioned for television. And could you talk a little bit more about, what exactly the pilot is, how it's going to be presented? I'm just really interested in that.
Right after the convention, I was contacted by a production company who was looking for what they called an American talent for a show called The Hypnotist. The Discovery Channel had sent these people out looking to duplicate something they were doing in England, which is where the Discovery Channel is based. Since then, the production company has brought this to A&E, mainly because A&E pays a lot more money. And the executive producer for A&E got hypnotized before she went to South Africa to do some filming once to remove her fear of snakes. So we're looking to do this reality television show with three clients in each show, which will be pretty much like all reality shows where there's the issue, here's the work, here's the reveal. And we'll be traveling around the country and working with people from all over the place.
Thank you. That's really exciting. And I hope that you get a chance possibly to do some hypnobirthing or something with birthing, too. So few people really understand how well hypnosis works for birth, so that'd be a good series, just, you know, my two cents worth.
I agree. And you know what's peculiar about that? Anyone that I've worked with who knows about hypnosis, they all have a connection to someone who in the 60s or 70s had birthing with hypnosis, had the childbirth experience with using hypnosis. And as a matter of fact, I worked with a 5-year-old girl whose mother brought her in because she used hypnosis when she had her second daughter, the 5-year-old, because the first one was so difficult. People are sending me questions via messages, and I'm unable to get to that, so I'm just going to answer them live, and maybe that's the purpose. I'm not sure. But Debbie asks, what purpose does this excess weight serve, which is my question. Why not use that first? You can use it first. When I do presentations and I explain what I do, and I do a demonstration, people have said to me, you didn't go from top down to bottom. You started here, then you went over there, then you went down here, then you went in the middle, but I covered all. I have found that that is a question I keep in reserve because it's not common that I need to ask it, in that when we ask what purpose does the weight serve, sure, it may be beneficial in the onset. But I have found that when I use really strong affect bridge and do regression with people, then that pretty much takes away whatever the purpose was. Well, thank you, Gina. Gina in the red hat. Gina is just saying that she thought the demonstration at the Guild's presentation that I did of Clear the Clutter, in her words, was brilliant and very inspirational. And I got to tell you, you know, it's stuff like this that really humbles me, because I just believe I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and whatever I come up with, believe me, consciously I don't figure it out. I sit out in the sunroom, I look through the skylights, I look at the stars, and I ask, and I wait. And when I was going on the road for the Guild to present my weight loss class, I came up with this depth concept by doing that. I just asked and received, and I thought, depth, oh, don't hypnotists love deeper and deeper? That would be a great word to use, and how do I use it? And all of this came from that. But thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Tom. Any other questions out there?
Well, if anyone if there aren't any more questions, then I'm going to expect when I scroll through the participant list on World Hypnotism Day, I'm going to see the names I'm seeing right now. If you're not involved and signed up yet, please, you have no idea what you're missing. This isn't just a one-day event, though it is January 4th, capitalizing on New Year resolution time. This website is up all year long. These resources are there for you to use all year long. These are resources by people who have been in the field and have gone out and done presentations. And the step procedure for a presentation is exactly how they do it. The handouts that they give out are there for you to use, to download, print, and use. There are press releases. All you have to do is put your name and contact information in them. There are event ideas. Cal's done a wonderful audio that we have on the main page. Direct all your clients. Now, see, especially in America, people love getting more. They want more for their dollar. Well, imagine when you send them to worldhypnotismday.com and they get to hear Cal's audio. They get to hear the 4 audio downloads that are hypnosis sessions. And they get to receive information, and they're going to thank you for that because you sent them to World Hypnotism Day. And the more people we get to understand the truth and to remove, as the wonderful Ron Esslinger says, and I have so much love and respect for that man. I talked to him on the phone a little while ago, recently, and he said, you know, Tom, I was asked what hypnosis is? And I said, it's a word, because truly it's the word that freaks people out. It's not the process. So sign up for World Hypnotism Day, please, and direct all your clients to go there and everyone you know.
I'm noticing a little instant message here. It says, it's from Debbie in Massachusetts. I'm one of Cal's new grads, and I'm opening my practice on that day. How's that for good timing? I think she ought to be able to get someone to put her on the air on a radio show, or even get her in a local newspaper with that kind of leverage. What do you think, Tom?
I'll tell you what. If Debbie's in Massachusetts, on December 10th, I believe. I'm also a working musician, and right after I do a gig, I'm going to be on the Jordan Rich Show again. And I will promote Debbie's opening if Debbie emails me the information. How's that?
Well, that's got to be pretty exciting for Debbie.
And what Debbie can do is, as a participant for World Hypnotism Day, we're going to send an email out in the next few days, and it's going to have a link to go submit whatever events you're going to be having. Now, an event can be an interview. An event can be being on the radio. An event can be a live talk. An event can be opening your hypnosis practice and letting people know about it. So when people go to the World Hypnotism Day site, they'll click on the state that they want to find an event in. When they click on that state, they will see that Debbie in Massachusetts is opening up her hypnosis office that day, her practice, and that she's doing blank. So, and Debbie, thank you. I'm not sure if I'm so awesome as you type, but it's how we're supposed to work. We're all supposed to help each other, and if we do, things happen. And just email me, and we'll discuss what it is you're going to do, and I'll talk about it on Jordan's show, and who knows, maybe I can get you to get an interview and go into the studio.
You know, I want to tell everybody that's listening or participating live right now, this is the nature of the kinds of people we're meeting in this profession. They want to share. Here's Tommy. You know, he could stand there and take all the light for himself. But, you know, here's Debbie, and she's getting her business started, and he's there helping her out. Ron Esslinger, who we had on, you know, last week, same kind of golden heart, really wanting to reach out and help people. And I am so proud to be associated with these individuals.
Well, Cal, I thank you for those kind words. But quite frankly, this is why the universe has brought us all together, is because we're all the same in that respect. You do the same thing. You know, I remember when you were having lunch and you got, I think, your second trainer and instructor of the year award, and I wanted to give you my congrats. And if anyone met you for the very first time at that moment, they would think you never did anything. But humility mixed with confidence is a wonderful recipe. And quite frankly, like I said, I've come up with some wonderful things, but they aren't all conscious and they're not mine. It comes to me. I tap into the resource we explain to our clients that they need to tap into. And there's no ownership here. And none of us threaten each other. And the way I like to explain it, because I have hypnotists who say, but you have four people in towns around you. I also have people flying in from as far as the Philippines, Saudi Arabia, Canada, France, Switzerland, and all over the States. So does it really matter there are four people around me? And when you think you may be threatened by who's around you in your field, think of how many dentists and doctors there are. And think how many people there are that need our services. All of them.
Beautiful. Thank you for that, Tom. Hey, we're kind of getting to the end of the hour, and we're going to have to wrap it up. Is there anything you'd like to cover before we come to the end of this meeting?
Cal, quite frankly, if I had notes that I followed, and if I knew what I had said, I might realize what I may have missed that I'd like to relay or share with everyone. But I will say this, anyone listening here live, anyone who listens to this in the future, anything that you would like to know, anything I can do for you, any assistance, if you'd like to bring me to your area to present, anything at all, simply email me. I will always respond to an email within 24 hours, but do us both a favor and don't try to call me. It's not going to happen.
Wonderful. And if anyone needs to get a hold of Tom Nicoli for some reason, you can also contact me through the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. You can email me also. Happy to help him out getting that information at calbanyan@hypnosiscenter.com. And that's Banyan spelled B-A-N-Y-A-N. All right, we're going to have to wrap this up. Tom, I'm so glad that you came on tonight. I'd like to have you on to talk about the show when it's ready to start its broadcast. I'm sure we can stir up some good positive vibration for that and get it going. I want to thank you personally for writing for our e-zine on the mall. That's wonderful, and I know you're going to continue doing that. And I think you've already donated another article to the mall. So thank you very much. All right, I'm going to wrap this up now. It's Cal Banyan signing off. Thank you, guys. We're going to do more of this. Keep checking on the mall. Over and out. Thank you, Tom. Good night, everybody.